And so it is. Dear Shambhra, that I, Dubias, return to my rightful place. As we were preparing to fully come in to Caldra and to Linda, to all of you today, we were able to glide in a bit different way. But as we were preparing, we were joking amongst ourselves on this side of how it is like a teacher sitting before an audience of professors. It is like you are the ones who know so much, who have gone through so much. We're simply helping to facilitate your process, but you are indeed the professors. You are the ones who are the masters, as we have called you. And as you perhaps may recall, a master is one who lets energy serve them. We have to chuckle to ourselves because you look at us sometimes as we are the ones who hold or carry the wisdom. But it is you that truly do. We're simply here to remind you of who you are, to help you remember your journey here on earth right now. So easy to get caught into all the energies and the processes and even the details of living on earth. It's not an easy thing to do. The young ones, indeed, who come in right now, they have so much ahead of them, so much more in their lives that is going to be taking place. Fortunately, they have professors, masters like you, who are going to be their parents. We're going to help guide them. Shambhu, slowly, slowly you are awakening and remembering why you came here in the first place. Remembering who you truly are. The great ones. We say that without trying to flatter you. We say that actually so that you could take a moment here to allow that to come in. Go beyond the ego. Allow that to come in. You are the great ones. Can you accept that? Sometimes you have a challenge because you think that by letting yourself feel or believe that you're a great one, that your ego will get out of control, that you'll do all sorts of crazy things. You become obsessed. You'll want more and more power. You'll want more and more gratification. You're beyond that. Actually, this thing that you call the ego has been holding you back. You won't let yourself fully accept or fully remember your own grandness. The very reason why you came here to earth, the celestial families that you have come from, the great things you have done in other lifetimes, you hold back sometimes. You say, that couldn't possibly be me. I'm just an unworthy human. I'm just an imbalanced human. And as long as you continue to believe that, you're going to continue to act that out. All of us who work with you right now, Saint Germain, Katumi, I, Tobias, all of them, all of us, we know your greatness. We know that there are records in the history of this earth, records in the history that have also been lost on earth, records in the angelic realms that call out your name. You have been written about. You have been studied. You have been talked about in the angelic universities and colleges, if you want to call it that. You are the grand ones. Perhaps in some of your own healing modalities, some of your own work that you do with yourself, perhaps you could work on accepting that. Try hearing our words now as we call out, as we proclaim that you are the masters and the grand ones. Let that go right past that wall that you call your ego, but it is not. It is simply a wall of the mind. It is a game that you play. Can you accept that? I have known you, each and every one of you, who is here or listening or reading this. We have known you in one way or the other as the grand ones. Others are following you. It's It's a tremendous responsibility. Some of you don't feel worthy to carry that responsibility. You wonder where your imbalances come from. You wonder where your, what you call your own skewed perceptions, some of your own issues come from, because you have trouble sometimes accepting the grandness of who you are. But we're here today during our session to share that, to ask you to remember, don't worry about the ego. You see, you get into this whole battle, but I can't let myself accept that, you say. Try it. Try doing something different today. Try accepting that. Accept it right into your heart. Let's go right past the mind here. Let's go right into the heart. Perhaps if you remembered how truly grand and historic you are, perhaps it would help put some of those issues back into balance, give you a clearer picture of who you are, make you stop hiding from what you consider to be the weight of the responsibility. Because actually what you've been famous for is not taking on too much responsibility. You've been doing it as a process for yourself, not to try to save the world or the universe or anybody else. You haven't even been doing it for your spiritual families. You've been doing it because it resonates within you. Let go of the responsibility. Let go of worrying about taking the wrong step or about trying to block things out because you think you're going to get a big head, a big ego. That is another one of the grand lies and the grand overlays. Along the way, there was something in human nature that created this whole overlay that said, you cannot allow yourself to be grand. You have to continually put yourself down, belittle yourself. And so you did. What happens if you did something different today and took off that overlay? Let yourself be grand. Let yourself remember who you truly are. That is why when we came in today, we had to chuckle amongst ourselves. You, the human angels, the grand ones, pretending that you're not pretending, that you have to go through all these processes and procedures and mechanisms and mechanics to release, to have clarity. You don't. Simply have to let yourself have that again. It's not a mental process. It's not even a long process. It's just letting those overlays go. It is a delight for I, Tobias, to be back with you, my beloved Chambra. You wonder sometimes why we are trading off back and forth. Why one gathering it is Saint Germain, and another it is I, and Kutumi in the background. We have to let you know that it is not always easy to come in this close. It is getting easier and easier for us. But, for instance, if we're doing a very intensive gathering with you, where we were breaking new heaven and earth, it is sometimes very difficult for us to maintain our energy this close. So, for instance, with the recent workshop we had with about energy abuses, after totally pouring myself into Kaldra, into each one of the attendees, into the staff, my own energies felt depleted. So whether it is I or any of the other angels, we find that we have to back away for a little while. We have to do our own form of rejuvenation. It's not like we are sleeping. We definitely don't go to, other facilitators. We know how to find the space within us, the space of the what we call the one breath, the space of our own crystalline realms, to rejuvenate our energies. The earth is very draining, very, very draining on any energy. It is not just the magnetic pull of earth, and it's not just being in matter, but the way that earth and humans and those who are in the near realms feed off of each other. It becomes very draining. When we bring our energy in close, we find that We get caught not in the Chambre issues, but right now, literally, as I, Tobias, am here talking with you, I can feel the heaviness of earth. I can feel the drain of mass consciousness. When I am in a state like this with you, there are those who are in the near realms, but they are not in a physical body, but they even come in and they want to take energy. Being in matter can be very draining. It is an unnatural state of being for an angel to be in a physical form. That can be draining. So we find that we work together as a team on this side. The whole group of us, the Crimson Council, continually working with you, continually coming in, expanding our energies in your space, but then we also have to withdraw at times. We bring this point up because it is also important for each and every one of you. You're working hard in the human realities right now. You're trying to do things just to keep your human life going, and you're going through an incredible overall transformation in your spiritual life. It is very draining on your energies. So important for you to find time to yourself to withdraw from everything. Don't answer the phone. Don't get on the computer. That's not withdrawing. That is actually jumping right back into a network and a grid that will pull your energies. It energizes you in a certain way. For some of you who stay up late at night working on your computers, you feel a surge of energy because you're tapped into a network. But on the same token, that very network, the internet, will then drain your energies in another way, you see. So that's why perhaps the next day you'll feel particularly tired. Then you want to go back to your computer and to your internet to get an energy fix. But then you're going to get even more tired the next day. It is an interesting cycle. We're not saying that there's anything wrong with the internet, but we're saying if you're going to find time and space for yourself, go totally off by yourself. One of the purest energies that a human can be in without having it take energy away from them is actually Gaia. Gaia is a spirit. Gaia is embodied right now on this thing you call planet Earth, but Gaia is a spirit just like you are, or like I am. Not so much different. Gaia is a composite spirit of many, many different entities who bring their total energy together. You can almost feel them surrounding Earth, helping to hold this energy of Gaia. Gaia essentially means supporting of life or giving of life. The energies of Gaia and those who support this entity are continually flowing in energies into Earth. So if you go off by yourself into nature for a walk, for breathing, doesn't matter if it's a sunny day or a cloudy day, doesn't matter at all. This is a wonderful way to rejuvenate yourself. But even as we, the angels on our side, find it necessary to recharge, it is also important for you to do that. I, Tobias, go back to my cottage, an imaginary place, but a place that I've built with my imaginations and my crystalline energies. And you can do the same. Take time for yourself, Chambra. So important right now as things are moving quickly, as things are literally draining energies. And it's very important right now in this whole process that you're going through of disconnecting. We'll get to that in just a moment. But I'd like to introduce our guest for this shoud and guest who will be with us for the next few shouds. Is the energy of a dear one who has been with us before. Indeed, he has even requested to speak to you in person, not in this meeting, but in a gathering that's soon to come. We're notifying Calder here in advance. It is the energy of our dear friend, Rapha, Archangel Raphael, who comes in today. Now, I'm going to just ask you to breathe in the energy of Raphael. You've all worked with him, and it is actually not a him we would have you know, but refer to it that way for this shoud. Raphael comes in, as you know, as one who helps to transmute fears, to move beyond fears. Raphael is a very important part of the whole story of Tobit. Very familiar to both myself and Caldra. Where he comes in, there are new challenges and old blocks. Raphael joins us now, and it should be an indication, a hint to you, that right now you are walking through many of your own fears and blocks and limitations. This whole concept of disconnecting brings up a fear, brings up doubt and anxiety. Rafa comes in today to help you personally as you move through some of these issues. There's tremendous overall fear of letting go of old ways, ways that were secure, understandable, even if not always the most pleasant, at least you understood them. Rafa will be joining us over the next few months of time. His presence should also be an indication that there are things happening on earth right now, shifts and changes, that would tend to elicit fear as well. If you recall in our Shoud, back at the beginning of this series, the Clarity series, we talked about this large volume of dark energy coming to earth all at once. A large energy that was brought by some of the very dark thinking of consciousness of humans on earth, particularly those who are holding on to very old religious ways. There's much fear associated with their own changes that they're going through. And if you recall, that shortly after this dark energy came in, there were tremendous hurricanes, natural disasters, all the manifestation of this dark energy that came in. In a sense, you could say it is appropriate for this dark energy helps to move, helps to shift energies that want shifting. But it also brings up much fear. And the more fear that people, that humans have, the more they tend to hold back, the more they tend to resist what are naturally occurring and very beautiful changes. And the changes get very difficult indeed, very hard to work with. Over the next few months of time, we're going to once again see evidence of an increased level of changes on earth. This is not a fear scenario, Chambra. It is a change scenario. One of the purposes for Raphael to be here right now is to help you to understand that you can move through the fear. Fear at its core level is just energy. It is just energy. It has been assumed to be bad energy. Fear is such an overlay right now that it literally stops people in their tracks. It causes them to do things they wouldn't normally do. Fear is this. Well, just feel the energy of fear for a moment. Fear is the demon. Fear is the destroyer. Fear is the darkness and the unknown. At least in the concept of the overlays that you have right now. But when you really feel into it, fear is just energy. That's all it is. That's all it is. If you allow yourself to move into fear, move right into the energy of it. Well, you get in there and, as the late great president said, there's nothing to fear other than the fear itself. When you allow yourself to go right into the energy of fear, you find out that there's nothing to fear in it. It's just energy of transmutation and change. Just energy that is there available for you if you need to or want to use it. As you're going through your whole own processes of disconnecting, not only from mass consciousness, but from the field and the grid, it brings up fear within you. Instead of running from this fear, instead of getting shut down because of it, go straight into it. Not to battle either. If you already know what happens when you battle fear, it always wins. Always wins, because it is just a part of you that you're giving your energy to. You're letting it grow, and you're letting it turn into the monster, and it will always win. But I'm going to have a bit of water here. But Chandra, if you let yourself go right into the fear without battle, without trying to manipulate it, you'll find out it really isn't the monster that you thought it was. So, Raphael will be with us for the next few months of time. You can call on his energies. He will work with you. He won't take the fear away from you. He won't fight the fear for you. But he'll take you by the hand. He'll walk you into it. And he'll show you some things about fear that you may never have realized before. So, let's talk for a moment about this lifetime of yours. This lifetime is not just another lifetime. It's not like any of the other lifetimes that you've ever had. This lifetime is very, very special. You chose this lifetime, this time period, both in terms of earthly time, but also the space or the energy of your own evolution. You chose this to be the lifetime of ascension, to be the lifetime of realizing what it is like to have gone through this whole process of becoming human and then transforming through just being human into a divine human angel. This lifetime is not one about about just giving yourself an experience. This lifetime is one about consolidating and releasing all of the other energies from past lifetimes that you've ever had. Clearing, as you would call it. Releasing. Letting it go. This lifetime is very special, because it is the time you have chosen to move to your next level. It is going faster than any other lifetime you have ever experienced. Actually, you are more aware in this lifetime than any other lifetime you've ever experienced. Sometimes there's a tendency to go back and think that the ancient civilizations or societies had the answers. But if they did, why would you be still here? They were part of a progression, an evolution of your soul, but this lifetime is different. We say that to you because it should be treated with great awe. You should be treated with great awe and respect and admiration. This lifetime is the culmination of all the other lifetimes that you have ever lived. For so many of you here, by your own choosing, it will be the last lifetime on earth that you ever live. It is very, very special. This lifetime is where you let go of the blocked or pent-up energies of past lifetimes. As we always say to you, the future is the past healed. So in this lifetime, you are healing or releasing so much of the past. This lifetime is precious. You've spent hundreds or thousands of other lifetimes getting here. It's not a lifetime that you would want to waste. It's not a lifetime to take with any degree of, let's just say, some of you take a lifetime and say, but if this one doesn't work out, I'll just have another one. And that is true. But Chandra, you designated this lifetime to be special. It's a lifetime where you have clarity. It's a lifetime where you transcend so many of the human overlays. This lifetime is sacred and blessed. Very special. It's a lifetime you agreed to come back together and be with, meet other Shambra, whether they're from your local area, whether you connect with them through the internet, whether you travel to other places to meet them. A time of bringing back together the energies of Shambra. It's also the lifetime that you chose, not only to have your own learning, but also you chose to be the teacher to others. That is written right at the top of desires for this lifetime, to be the teachers. Obviously, the teacher will have to go through the learning process themselves. You gave yourself that, by the way. You said, before I go out and teach it, I want to experience it for myself. I want to experience what this embodied ascension is like. In other words, to be in a physical body, go through the total ascension, which means also the disconnecting. You said you wanted to go through the experience yourself and have the deep compassion and the empathy, even though you could have probably skipped some of the steps. You probably could have. You wanted the compassion and the empathy. So when you worked with others, it wasn't just taken for granted. You remembered what it was like to go through each one of the steps. We've been doing that together for 6 years now, each one of the steps. So one of the things that's very, very special about this lifetime is the teaching. Teaching in a new way, of course, not just standing in front of a group and getting them into a mental process, but teaching through example, teaching through taking your life and doing what you choose to do with it. What a wonderful example. Doing what you choose to do with your life, that is teaching. He said to Shambra all over the world that sooner or later you're going to leave your jobs where you are employed by other people or corporations. You're going to disconnect from those. What a wonderful example to show someone you don't have to work for something else. You just be for yourself. Do what you choose to do. You can break out of some of the patterns of working a certain number of hours, going to a certain number of meetings, performing certain routine or mundane tasks. You can break out of that. Not always easy to do because there's great comfort and security in staying in those jobs. At least you know what to expect each day. When you break out of that, you're into the unknown, but also into the true joy. It's also where you're the true example, the teacher to others. You're the teacher when you live by example. You create the things you feel in your heart you desire to create. Where you don't fall into the old traps and the limitations or the old overlays of consciousness, where you break out of all that. For yourself, of course, not for everybody else, but for yourself. You're a teacher when you lead through those examples, not through saying fancy metaphysical words, words to impress others with your knowledge of the other realms. For in a sense, those words go right past them or get stuck in their heads. The greatest thing that you could possibly teach them is through the example of your life, what you are doing on earth right now to create what you choose. This lifetime is so important, especially for those of you who are going to be going off to the new earth. What you clear here and what you realize here will have such an impact and such a significance then on what you do in the new earth. Some of you are going to go on to become teachers in the classrooms of the new earth, teaching those angelic beings who have never been to earth before, never embodied in physical matter, teaching them what it is like, helping them to understand before they get there. Some of you are going to go to the new earth. You're going to work with new energies, helping to understand what they truly are, what they mean, how they can be applied back on old earth if humans are interested in doing that. Some of you are going to go to the new earth for a while and then choose to go beyond into what we call the third circle. And this is a realm that is very difficult to describe because this is where you go from being a God in training to a full God, full rights. Full rights. It's hard to even imagine because it is so expansive. Some of you are going to go there after this lifetime. What we are saying is, this is very important. We're not saying to get serious about it, because serious tends to dampen the energies. It's wonderful to remain light and constantly evolving and moving energies. But some of you have gotten to the point where you've said, it didn't work out. I'll try again next time. You might be 20 years old thinking that. Some of you listening right now are 80 years old thinking that. Thinking that I got part of the way there, but not all the way. We're going to ask you to revisit that. We're going to ask you what you truly learned in this lifetime about yourself, about yourself. It matters not how much you own, how big of a house you have, or how many cars you have. Those are incidentals. Wonderful incidentals, by the way, but incidentals. It's more about what you've learned in this lifetime and how you've grown, how you've come to a new understanding about yourself and spirit, about your journey, and about where you choose to go to next. This lifetime is so very precious. It has its own resonance, its own identity. It has its own very sacred energy that's based on the other lifetimes, but whose energies have been released. You see, in a typical lifetime for a human, that lifetime is relatively independent. It's by itself, supporting only itself. If you take a particular lifetime, perhaps 500 years ago, that aspect or story of you was just trying to express something within that story. And you could say that you, as an oversoul being, allowed yourself to do that. But that lifetime was fairly much just about that lifetime, about a particular story. This lifetime is different. Instead of being unto itself or just a single story, this lifetime now becomes the collection, the integration of all of the stories. You see, it's almost like you in this lifetime are in the center. All the other lifetimes that you have spent now become part of it. They all reintegrate back together through you in this lifetime. That's why we say, then you release those energies. They come flow back into you. You release them. You let the energies of those stories go so their energies can circulate and come back and serve you again. But this time, without the limitations of a story. This lifetime is the culmination. It is the graduation, you see, of yourself. Treat it with great compassion and love and respect for what it is. It's not like any other lifetime. It's not just another lifetime. This is the lifetime, Chandra. This one, right now. The lifetime for you. So. Thank you. So. In the Shaud last month, Adamus came in and spoke to you about disconnecting. A major step, a major insight. We have to chuckle again sometimes because we are able to be so open with you and talk to you about some of these things like disconnecting from the grid, from the field, a major, major milestone, a landmark for Chambre, as Saint Germain told you last month. A major event. We have to chuckle sometimes because we know how difficult it would be for you to go and explain this to the average person on the street. If you tried to explain the concept, say, yes, we just had our monthly shoud, they would look strangely at you for even saying that word. And in that shoud, I agreed to disconnect from the field. And they would look around, trying to see the field, scratch their head perhaps, nod their head and quickly walk away. So it is amusing to us how far you have come, what information you're able to understand, what energies that you're allowing yourself to move through. We talked about disconnecting from the field. You know, that's something that most of the angels haven't done. They're still connected to some type of field or energy source somewhere, you see. It's not like they've gone before you. Quite the opposite. You're the grand ones. You are going first. You are going first. You're disconnecting from the field. There's been literally no groups of humans that have done that together. There's been very few individual entities who have been in human form that have done that. And there have been a number who have gone part way but did not finish it in their lifetime because the energy on earth wasn't right and or new energy wasn't available. There are enlightened ones, enlightened masters, such as Buddha, who spent a lifetime, actually many lifetimes, we joked about him. He was the grand sufferer of all. There was Buddha who denied everything in his lifetime as Gautama or Buddha. And his whole attempt was to disconnect from the field. He did it first by disconnecting from the physical planes and from his body. And then he did it by disconnecting from his mind. And then he slowly started disconnecting from the crystalline realms. But he went through so many trials and tribulations to do it. He punished his body and he damned his mind. He eventually got there after many, many, many lifetimes and many attempts to disconnect. But he was able to do it in a pure moment of brilliance when he finally said, "I give up." It wasn't some grand angelic inspiration. It wasn't the hand of the Spirit coming down upon him. When he finally said, "I give up with this suffering and trying, and I give up with this discipline," in that moment, sitting under the tree, he did have enlightenment. And then the heavens opened up, and we all applauded and said, "Thank God, finally." Yeshua, or Jesus, as so many of you call this dear one, is a composite being, not a soul being. He came to, in a sense, help lead the way for Chambre and the world, indeed. But even when people say, "Well, did Yeshua disconnect from the field?" Yeshua is not a soul being. He's not like you. He is a composite of many, many, many energies. So you could not even say that Yeshua disconnected from the field. Yeshua is still very much part of the field, actually, particularly in the persona of Jesus. Jesus is so woven into the field right now. You hear people saying that you have to go through Jesus for your salvation. That means they're continually stuck in the grid, the network, the matrix, whatever you want to call it. He's been woven into it. Now, the energy of Jesus is a bit different than Yeshua. Consciousness has created this, actually, what we call a fairy tale being, Jesus. There never was a Jesus. That was not his name. It was Yeshua. And the energy of Yeshua is quite different. But even Yeshua didn't go through this process of disconnecting. The one you know is Oama. We can't speak the other name. We're being told by Cauldra. Silly laws. Man. The dear one you know is Rampha. I will say it.
Nice.
I've never heard Cauldra swear so much. We had to slip that one in. This energy of Oama, excuse us, we said the wrong word, Oama. This energy of Oama was able to disconnect from the field after tremendous anger, after tremendous suffering, and tremendous loneliness. Oama disconnected from the field as well, became independent. A soul being who had let go of all the connections, connections of family, connections of his warriors and his armies, connections even to God, you know. That's a big one. That's a big one Oama had to learn. Big one that Oama even likes talking about now. Disconnected from God, you see. That's a big one. Humans truly go into their fear when you start talking on those levels. Because it's so ingrained that God is this almighty male being with a bad temper and a way of judging, absolutely no compassion, and that has dominion over heaven but not hell, you see. So it is a very big, it's a big fear that humans have. But Oama said, I will even disconnect from God. I disconnect from everything because I don't care. He actually thought he was going to die. Actually wanted to die. He was trying to force himself to die. But there was something within him that wouldn't allow that to happen. That was actually forcing him to disconnect from everything. And he did. He did. He's been his own being ever since. Returning to Earth to work with humans now in his own blustery way to help them disconnect. Well, sometimes, whether it is Oama, whether it is Saint Germain, sometimes they push, sometimes they, get a bit, arrogant in order to help you move beyond, to help you let go of those things that don't serve you anymore. Kutumi, another grand being, who didn't have trouble disconnecting. It was not a difficult process for him. He didn't have to go through the suffering. He just let it go. He went off indeed by himself for a long period of time, stayed away from friends and family, moved away from even the university life, which he loved. But he went off by himself and said, I'm going to do this the easy way, the fun way, and disconnect. I'm going to be my own being. And he let go also. He did it, actually, with much of the love and the compassion of Gaia. Not connected to Gaia, but working with those energies to let go. So Kutumi is another independent being, a godded, souled being who's let go of all of the connections and all the ways of feeding. Ajobias, disconnected. I did it the hard way. I went through many, many lifetimes of being very pious, very religious, trying to follow the book to a T. I was very righteous in my own way. I felt like I was trying to earn my way to God, to try to show God that I was so worthy because I could follow every one of the rules. It wasn't until the very end that God said, Tobias, I had no rules. None at all. You made them all up. You read them in some crazy book written by some imbalanced human who had an affinity for rules. I learned to disconnect, but it took a long time, many, many lifetimes. Part of the process came during my lifetime as Tobias. I was known as Tobit. And I had to go through suffering. First of all, suffering of being a slave. Suffering of a interesting family life. We won't go into the details there. Suffering of losing my sight. Suffering of drinking too much, which I admitted to recently in our discussion about addictions. Definitely addicted. Addicted to my own pain, actually. My own emotional pain. Trying to drown it through the drinking. When that life ended, I found myself, quite to my dismay, reincarnated again, right back into the same place I had just left. Right back into the lands of Israel, because it was calling me back. It wanted completion. I wanted completion. So I came back again. Once again, drinking a bit too much, I have to admit, now. I am Tobias. I would say at some of the gatherings. And finding myself eventually thrown in prison, and in that prison, hating every day, hating every person, hating God, hating everything about life, until at the very end, in total despair, and knowing that I was about to die, I finally found my release as well. It took a prison, and it took all that suffering to finally let go. The realization that there truly weren't any rules. There was truly nothing I needed to hold on to anymore. I'd lost everything, you see. My family, my lands, my health, and my God. I'd lost all of it, so I let go. There are not many beings that have truly disconnected. The list is quite short, actually. Not many beings who have let themselves go through that process, a process that right now you are going through. It's not about, how to say, this whole concept of spirituality and religion should be one of disconnecting. But what do the churches teach? More connection, more addiction to their energy, more dependence on their energy. But in the simplest teachings, it is about totally disconnecting. That's when you become your own sovereign being. I'd like to do something now with this group of Shambhara, something a little bit different. Saint Germain said that you have begun the disconnection process. You have agreed to it. It's nothing we are imposing. You as individuals and as a group said, we're going to start letting go of those old things that have fed us. Slowly, without suffering or without drama, we're just going to start letting go. We're going to watch as they slowly start dissolving away. We'd like to spend a moment with you right now, letting you feel that and experience that. Perhaps you could almost envision and feel all these different things that connect you. Connect you to the field, the grid, even your angelic families from so very long ago, the things that connect you to Earth and the people here, even the things that connect you to Shambhara and Spirit. I'm going to let you feel for a moment as these do a dance, you could say, of release. They're not being pulled off or hacked off. But gently disconnecting all of these things. We're going to actually ask for the next few minutes that we experience this together, and we would like to have some music played. What would have been the next, what would you call that? Music song. Track, song, on the music that was brought today. It would be very appropriate. It's called Have a Little Faith in Me. And we'll sit and listen to that and just feel as the changes, the disconnections gently and lovingly take place. Let's take a deep breath. And feel this process of disconnection as we play a little bit of music. Natural process, easy process. Feel how Katumi, just let it happen. Without the fear, without the suffering, thank you. Saint Germain is another being who disconnected, forced to after finding himself literally trapped in a crystal. This is both a state of consciousness as well as something he allowed to be manifested. But knowing no other way out, not alive and not dead, but finding himself entombed in this crystal was his way of learning how to disconnect. He spent 100,000 years, however long of a time it was, it forced him to go within and look for the answer, the way, in that lifetime of his, to disconnect from all of these other things and to realize that all the way along he truly had the answer. He truly knew how to get out. As we said, there is a list of beings, not very long, who have gone through this process, and now we come back to you, all of us who have lived in human form before, we come back to you to help guide you through the process, to help show you that it can be done. You can allow yourself to disconnect. Disconnect from all of those things that have been feeding and fueling you, that have been influencing you. Disconnect to discover your own independence and sovereign nature. All of us who went through this process went through great fear, one way or the other. Fear of the unknown, fear of and the uncertainty of what happens if you totally let go. Totally let go. What happens? You suddenly overwhelmed with nothingness, with darkness? Have you consciously severed your connection to God? Have you been fooled or tricked? All of these fears come in. We've gone through these before. We understand what these are like. That is why we call in the energy of Raphael right now, to help you look at your fears, not battle them or fight them, but to look at them. To look within you, yourself, for what feels right, not based on what I, Tobias, or any of the others are saying, but what feels right for you. To take a look at where you want to be and what you want to do. To take a look at this whole concept of disconnecting is something you even want to continue with. Raphael comes in to help you look at those fears. Look at the blocks in your life. Look at those things that are trapping you and holding you back. This is a very important time right now in your life, and this is a very important lifetime. You're going into some of the newest, what you would say, innovative new energy areas right now, beyond where, in areas where few, if any, have ever walked before. New territory is what you've asked for, what you have been planning for, what you designed this lifetime for. You're going through major steps right now. We want to be there to support and to love you and to help you to understand why you're going through these certain symptoms that you seem to be going through right now. Symptoms like unexpected tiredness. This happens because as you are disconnecting from the old way you were feeding yourself, it has to bring up something new from within you. You are in transition from the old way of getting your energy to the new. So from time to time, you're going to have very unexpected tiredness when you'd least expect it. You're going to have different sleeping patterns because as your new crystalline self comes online, so to speak, within you, you're not going to need the old patterns of sleeping for 8 hours. Everything begins changing. The food that you eat changes because you're fueling yourself in a different way. Your relationships and your connections with other people change again. They've changed before, but they change yet again. The way you employ yourself, the work that you do, even how you get paid, starts to change. You're used to very old energy ways of getting paid, for instance, by the hour, which should be by the creative expansion of what you do, not by the hour. The symptoms for this disconnection go on and on and on. They're very similar to the original Chambra symptoms, the awakening symptoms, but there are some differences. Yes, different body aches and pains now. So often in the legs, where before you were feeling it in the shoulders and back, now you're starting to feel certain aching in the legs. It's because the energy is running in and through you differently now. You are, in a sense, ungrounding yourself from the old way of how you grounded, and now there's a new way of grounding your energy, a new way of even working with the energies of Gaia. There's a whole difference, and there are changes going on right now in nearly every aspect of your life. Your dreams are another reflection of this whole process of disconnecting. The way you're breathing changes. Many of you have been noticing that. Your breathing changes as you disconnect. You're invigorating your body in a whole different way through the breath. Everything starts changing. This sometimes initiates fear. Fear comes in because you're not sure what's happening. You think it's beyond your control. But Chamba, just understand it's the process of disconnecting. Sometimes you find yourself very, very irritable and don't know why. And you try to control that with the mind. You try to even blame it on things like somebody else, or working too hard, or just in general the new energy. But Chambert is because you are disconnecting, and sometimes that causes a type of irritation in your energy network in your body. So it keeps changing. Now, the good news is that you find yourself filled with great amounts of energy at other times. You'll have tremendous bursts of creativity and insight. Your mental process goes from being very linear or analytical into being very creative. And you find solutions to answers very quickly. And they're very big solutions as well. You find yourself very intuitive about other people. And you find yourself, more than anything, coming up with very simple but profound understandings. Simple meaning that you see the basic simple quality of life. You see the core energies of things. You don't have to get muddled in the mind with all the different analyses that go on. You can see very simply and very clearly and profoundly. You find yourself not having to draw on other people or draw on other outside energies for your own. Therefore, you're not ever compromising or sacrificing yourself to get what you need. So much of human life right now with most humans is this whole game of compromising, of giving and taking, of trying to find new ways to get energy and limited ways to give it back out. It's a continual game that goes on and on and on between humans. Can you imagine, Chambra, not having to play that game, not having to rely on anyone or anything else for your energy, for your sustenance, simply having it within yourself, not even having to play games with the angels or spirit, not having to wonder if you have too many sins on your list, if you've done the right thing or the wrong thing, not having to rely on the angels or guides to tell you what to do or to give you energy packets. Imagine being so independent that you have it all within. What a blessing. That's where you are going right now. That's where we are all going together, Ashambra. Delightful. It's a new way to experience joy in your life. I want to add one more point to our discussion today. This originates from our discussion a week ago about sacred geometry. And we talked about the new numbers, the new way things work out. We talked about a very simple process for how things are created and then manifested. Four very simple steps in our discussion about sacred geometry, saying that on the purest level of you, there is desire. Desire without an agenda, desire without a particular outcome, but just desire. And it's not a want. A want connotates that you need something. A desire means you simply have the desire to be, to express yourself, to express the spirit within you. The desire then comes down to the next level, which is then the idea behind the desire. You have a desire just to create. Now you come up with an idea that fulfills that desire to create. The idea can be anything, to start a business. The idea can be very broad and general. The idea could be a new invention. It can be anything, but it comes into the idea stage. And the idea now is you saying, I would like to, or I desire to express my spirit energy in a certain way. Again, without having to worry about all the details. It's just the idea. Perhaps the idea is to write a book. You don't have to know how the paper is made in order to write a book, you see. From there, the idea comes down now into the attraction stage. And this is very important. This is where we're going to spend just a few moments here talking about. Your idea, based on a general desire, your idea now starts to come into manifestation. The idea has a certain energy characteristic to it, and it will attract the appropriate energies. If your idea is to write a book, now you're going to find that you are automatically, just like a magnet, you're attracting energies in. Energies even from our side, entities who will support you during the writing. We're not going to write the words for you, but we're going to help you to keep the ideas flowing. You're going to perhaps attract people who are going to support you financially in this, or perhaps you're going to attract the type of job or lack of a job that allows you the space to write. You're in the attraction stage, and it starts bringing in all of the energies. These energies want to serve you and support your idea. Again, the idea should be without the details. The details tend to come in automatically, tend to flow in very naturally. So now you're in the attraction stage, just letting everything come in. But what tends to happen is your fear jumps in the way. Your fear about the unknown, your fear that wondering if your idea, your book, your business, your invention, or whatever it is, perhaps it isn't worthy. Perhaps people will laugh at it. Perhaps you'll never get the support that you want. Perhaps you'll be a failure. You see, the fears start coming in at this point. Your fears will change the energy level, the vibration, and the level of attraction now of your idea. You've just sabotaged yourself. Your idea is going to stay in those attraction realms somewhere, not doing anything, not moving forward, because the fear has come in and put a hold or changed the way you are attracting the appropriate energies to you. So it's not going to go anywhere. That's why we were saying right now, with the energy of Raphael, with Rafa here, we'll help you to overlook those fears. We'll help you look at what energy is within them. Help to keep your attraction level very open. Help to keep you attracting very pure energies. When you do this, it allows for a more pure and full manifestation of your idea. You'll pull in all the appropriate energies to make it happen. I'm going to say, now watch in particular. Watch right now what happens at your attraction level. How are you bringing energies in? And how are fears tending to sabotage what you're trying to do? Watch how this unfolds over the next few months. Pay particular attention to what you are attracting and what you are blocking. So, one more note, Chamba, before we close this out on this day. One more note. For the next 30 days of time, we're going to ask you all to do a little bit of homework. And we're going to ask you each day to consciously do something different. You see, you're very prone to doing things in the same way over and over and over each day and not even being aware of it. Each day, do something in a different way. Drive to work in a different way. Take a different route. Change your routine in the morning, a routine that you have when you first wake up. Do it a bit different. Change your workout schedule or even your diet schedule. Each day, choose something different and do it differently. It's going to help you to understand how you create the routines and the ruts. Those are also things that are keeping you attached to the field. Those are things that are making it very difficult for you right now to disconnect. By consciously doing it different, you're going to see a different energy, and you're going to find it very easy to start releasing more and more of those things that hold you connected to the field. As we said, right now, this is such an important time period, such an important life. This is the lifetime. You're moving into new territory, territory of disconnecting. Sometimes it is very easy for the fears to come flooding in, for you to want to go and hide or to stop the process. Just be aware of what is happening right now. What is going on as you disconnect? We will return in next month again with Rafa for more discussions about disconnecting. And so it is.
And so it is.